The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We are into the heart hour of the Light Up the Season Radiothon presented by the Ray and Jessica Brand Family Foundation here at Children's Hospital. We've been saying it all morning, but they have 194 kids in a hospital right now. And if you're a parent listening today and you just dropped off your kid at school, and I'm not trying to frighten you or anything, I'm just telling you the truth, your kid could wind up being number 195 or 196, 197, because I've been there and done that, where I got the call from school with either the pain in the side or the broken this or that, where I had to pick up and bring to Children's Hospital. And you never know when you're going to need them. So there has never been a better time to give than now. It's never been easier to donate. You just have to call 888-780-8811 or text CHNOLA to 51555, and you can pay with Venmo, PayPal, Apple Pay, or credit card. No child is ever turned away, regardless of ability to pay, and every dollar stays local for our not-for-profit Children's Hospital. And you heard Todd earlier, the chairman of the board, who's also the head of WWL-TV, talking about how, really, if you can look at it from an investment standpoint, it's the best investment you can make in the community. Because a healthy juvenile community, a healthy young person community is the best investment you can make. We're looking for 20 this hour. We have three Miracle Makers, $15 a month. That's only 50 cents a day, a one-time donation of $180 if you like, or any one-time donation, $20, $50, whatever you can do. We would appreciate it. It is the heart hour of the Radiothon. We're going to talk about Children's Hospital's world-class heart center. And the heart care here is so specialized. It's a signature service line. It draws kids and families from all over the state and the Gulf South for this expert care. Because you're talking about Children's Hospital right now has eight babies and children in the cardiac intensive care unit. Now, the thought of a surgeon operating on somebody's heart in and of itself is terrifying, but can you imagine on a little bitty baby the technique, the skill that's involved, and the expertise that's involved, and how important it is that we have a hospital here that can deal with those kind of things? At Children's Hospital, most of the heart conditions that the surgeons, doctors, and nurses treat are congenital heart defects, or CHDs. That means heart defects that babies are born with. But because the doctors and surgeons at Children's Hospital New Orleans are the experts in this, they follow a lot of patients into adulthood. Hospital's dedicated to the care of all kids and only kids, but the incredible work these doctors do with adult CHD who have been living with these heart defects from birth can go on for this level of expert care. So with that in mind, let me join Kelly Ursary, who joins us now, who has an interesting story about her daughter, Sophia, and a heartwarming story, pardon the pun. Good morning, Kelly. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm okay. Thanks for taking the time. Tell me about your daughter, Sophia, about, first of all, how is she now, and what brought her to Children's Hospital?
So my daughter, when she was born, we were expecting just a normal delivery. Everything, you know, was supposed to be great. And after she was born, we found out that she had multiple congenital heart defects as well as some other differences. And so she was immediately transported to Children's Hospital, where she was cared for by the doctors. And she had her first open heart surgery when she was 12 days old. She had her second one when she was 8 months old. and she had her third and fourth open heart surgery when she was 4 years old. And today, Sophia is 18 years old and thriving and living a normal life. And 2 weeks before she started college, she had to have another heart procedure. I call it a tune-up. And she was able to start college on time and ready to go. So it's, you know, with the thanks of the doctors and the nurses and the staff at Children's Hospital that Sophia is alive and thriving and living a normal life. So we're very appreciative.
When was her first surgery?
She was 12 days old.
And I'm going back, Kelly, to when I was a parent. And I'm just trying to think what would have gone through my mind, because you worry enough as it is, right? What is going through your mind, if you can take us back to then? This baby's 12 days old, and all of a sudden she's going into cardiac surgery. Tell me about what was going through your mind and the treatment and that not only she received, but the family received.
So it was terrifying to hear that, you know, that there was something wrong with your child. And then Sophia departed the hospital before I did. So she arrived at Children's Hospital. I was still in the hospital myself. And so I basically just had to put all my faith in everyone that was at the hospital caring for her. So as a first-time parent, it was terrifying. You know, I just given birth, not really knowing what I was doing as a parent in general, and then just having to put my faith in strangers that I didn't know. And then once I was released and I got to Children's Hospital, she was in the NICU, and she was happy and, you know, smiling, and just the nurses and doctors were wonderful, and I just felt such relief knowing that, you know, I was not there, and she was so well taken care of. So, you know, every day it was kind of, you know, it was, Sophie was born right after Katrina, and so there were a lot of, you know, babies that were waiting to have surgery, and you kind of, you think that you're going to surgery the next day, and then there's another baby that is, you know, more critical and, you know, may go to surgery first. And so, you know, every day it's like, okay, well, today the day, it's tomorrow the day. And they tell you before you have surgery that it's going to, you can't really hold the babies right after they have surgery. So just knowing that every day holding your baby, it might be the last time that you hold them, you know, for a little while until they heal. You know, it's a terrifying situation, but it was comforting to know that the support and the education that the doctors and the staff were giving me, I knew that we would be able to make it through because I would know how to take care of her. And that's exactly, you know, what happened. And, you know, it's scary and terrifying, and you just, you know, wonder and hope that everything's going to be okay, and you just put your faith into people that, you know, you don't expect it to happen, so you're not prepared. And I think that that was the scariest thing, is not only did we have all these new diagnoses, but now I haven't had time to look into this. I don't know exactly what this means, you know, long term, what is this going to mean? And, you know, I owe everything to the doctors and the staff at Children's Hospital, because not only did they save Sophia's life, but they helped educate me and teach me how to care for Sophia, and she's thriving because of that.
Tell me a little bit about Sophia. I don't want you to violate her confidence or anything, but what is she like? What is she into? How old is she now?
Sophia's 18. She loves to dance. She loves Mamma Mia and plays. She is at her first semester at Nicholls State University and just loving life. She is a member of FIMU, which their philanthropy is Children's Hospital, so it's something that's near and dear to her heart. And she's living life like a normal 18-year-old.
Did you say Mamma Mia, she's in a theater major or not?
Is she's in the theater. Theater, and Mamma Mia has always been her favorite. At the time, it was her favorite movie, and so throughout her stay at Children's Hospital, we always had to have the Mamma Mia DVD, and everything had to be green.
Tell me about your work with the Parents Family Advisory Council. What's the Patient Family Advisory Council?
Yes. So the PFAC is what's also known as is a committee that was formed with parents and hospital staff, and it allows the hospitals to understand from a parent perspective things that are going well, things that need to be improved, circumstances that, or, situations that come up that, parents are finding difficult, or, things that can be improved upon. And it's from people who are actually in it and can give you real-time suggestions and advice and things like that. So it's been a huge improvement to Children's Hospital, because ultimately it's the families who are in the throes of everything and are affected by what's going on with their loved ones.
You know, I would like to, if you can, just talk to moms for a minute and appeal to them if they're on the fence or thinking about calling in and making a donation. Just mom to mom, since it is the heart hour, easy for me to say, heart to heart. Talk to them about why it's important that they call in and make a donation, please.
It is extremely important for you to make any type of donation. There's no donation that's too small. Never in a million years did I think that I would ever need the life-saving technology and wisdom from the doctors and the nurses at Children's Hospital. You don't give birth to a child thinking, one day I'm going to need Children's Hospital, but we are so incredibly lucky to have Children's Hospital in our own backyard, right here locally. There are so many people who have to travel from, out of state, in northern Louisiana, and not only are they here taking care of their family, but they're alone. And so we're incredibly lucky to have, the technology and the experienced doctors and nurses to care for our loved ones. And I always say that you never know at what point you're going to need Children's Hospital. And regardless, Children's Hospital will be there for you and your family. Like I said, I never in a million years could I have ever imagined that Children's Hospital would be our second home. But I could not be more thankful that not only is it our second home, but it was so close to our home that I was able to be supported by friends and family here locally. Children's Hospital is a not-for-profit, so everything that happens at Children's Hospital is from the funds that are raised, and it stays here locally. So no donation is too small. Anything you can give is always appreciated.
Thank you, Kelly. God bless y'all. And I'd tell your daughter to break a leg, but she might wind up here at Children's Hospital again. And we want that. Thanks a lot, okay?
That's right.
God bless y'all. All right. You do 888-780-8811. Make that donation right now. We're looking for 20 this heart hour. We have 4. We need 16. I need somebody. Can you get that young lady over there, that young lady sitting there in the orange chair, to come over? Because I see a donation here from Folsom Marie of $500, and that means it's time to ring the gong. So if that young lady, a little bitty young lady here in a red bow in her hair and a pink jacket, see if she can bang that gong for us. Give it a big old gong. Hit it. There you go. Congratulations. $500 from Marie L. We have 4 this hour. We need 16 more. Anything you can donate, please. 888-780-8811. You can text CHNOLA to 51555. This is the Children's Hospital Radiothon presented by the Ray and Jessica Brandt Family Foundation. Back in a flash, WWL. Getting ready to talk to Dr.
My seizure is good now.
Dr. Gajewski, Program Director of the Pediatric Cardiology Fellowship program at the Children's Hospital New Orleans, Dr. Kelly Gajewski, but a patient was walking by and wanted to greet her, so I said, come on over, and he likes to hug, huh?
He loves hugs.
Well, you saved my heart, I'd be hugging you too, I'll tell you that. As you listen to what Dr. Gajewski has to say, I will remind you, if you move by anything she has to say, or are inclined to donate, please call 888-780-8811. That's the donation line. Or you can text Chenola, C-H-N-O-L-A, to 51555. We're looking for 20 miracle makers this hour. That's one-time donations of $180 or $15 a month or 50 cents a day. Or whatever you can donate. $20, got some $50 donations. My friend Jody from Cajun Queen Tours donated $180. Thanks for that. Kathy from River Ridge, $100. Thank you for that, a one-time donation. So Dr. Gajewski, Program Director of the Pediatric Cardiology Fellowship Program at Children's Hospital, tell me about your role here and the Heart Center.
I actually wear several hats, so the Fellowship Program Director is one of the hats that I wear, and that's basically being in charge of training pediatricians to become pediatric cardiologists, so our next generation of cardiologists doing what I do now. In addition, I take care of our cardiology patients in general, and then I have a specialty in electrophysiology, which is heart rhythm disorders, and so I do that. In addition, I'm now associate medical director for our heart center, and so taking on a little bit of a leadership role there.
So you tried to get in the radio, couldn't make it.
Exactly.
That's why you decided to go to that very advanced scientific field. Let's talk seriously about the Heart Center at Children's Hospital, because as you say that, I am just astounded at your level of ability, your level of knowledge, and then to think that you consider, instruct and discern who becomes the next generation of cardiologists just blows my mind.
It's a rewarding position. It's important. At some point, even though it doesn't seem like it, I'll have to retire, and we will have to raise that next generation of doctors. So it's a very rewarding position to be in.
Tell me about the Heart Center and some of the patients that you see. Not any confidentiality violations, but just in general.
So we see patients from fetal life on and into well into adulthood. So actually your last patient's mom who was on that I heard is one of my patients. She's now in college. And so one of the most rewarding parts of my job is that I get to see kids grow up. I've been here for 15 years. It's going to be my 15th anniversary next month. And so in the course of time, I've been invited to weddings. I've seen kids graduate high school and college. I've had so many different rewarding experiences just watching kids grow up. That's my favorite part of the job.
And while it's rewarding to you because you get to see it, I would encourage people to donate, because even though they may not see, and it was a different Kelly that we spoke to just now, whose daughter Sophia is now at Nichols State and a theater major, although you get to see it, by donating, people can actually be a part of that story of that young lady that you, if my math is correct here, you started treating when she was three and is now a theater major at Nichols. So you watch that person matriculate through their life. But sometimes some of the best giving that you can do is anonymously, or where the good gets done and you don't see it. And that's what people can do by donating, right? Because they can be part of that same kind of story.
Yes, absolutely. We need all the help we can get to continue to improve, to get the equipment and people that we need to help continue doing our job.
So are you a mom?
I am.
From the heart, not the heart, the metaphorical heart. Let's put it that way, not the physical heart. Tell the moms out there why it's so important, if they're listening, or in the dads too, why as a parent they should call and make a donation right now.
Well, obviously our children are our biggest treasures. I think most parents feel that way. And when your child has a potential diagnosis that needs treatment and you want the best form of care, you can be part of making that happen.
So we talked about Kelly last time, a different Kelly, Mom Kelly, and her daughter Sophia, and how she went from age, well, like 18 days when she had the first surgery, to now a freshman in college, a theater major, and Dr. Kelly Gajewski got to watch that. You can be a part of that story as well. We're looking for 20 donors. We have 9. We need 11 more. Why don't you become a part of those children. I think we got 43 in the NICU right now. I don't know how many pediatric patients. You could maybe tell me. Do you know how many pediatric?
I actually don't know today.
Okay. But
bursting at the seams, given a lot of my patients had to move locations to make room for extra patients coming in.
And so I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but the point is, you listening right now can become a part of that story, that person's story. And maybe you may not know it, but if you believe in karma, you believe in God, then I think somebody's keeping score on this, and I'll know that by you donating your money to 888-780-8811 or texting Chinola to 51555, you're going to be part of that story, even though you didn't get to see it like Dr. Gajewski did. Thank you for all your work. God bless you. Have a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, we'll take a break, come back. It's the Ray and Jessica Brand Family Foundation Light Up the Season Radiothon from Children's Hospital. Tommy Tucker back in a flash, WWL. We're back. It's the Light Up the Season Radiothon. What you're about to hear is going to make you want to donate, so why don't you get ahead of it right now, 888-780-8811. That's the TrainSouth.com phone line, or you can text CHNOLA to 51555. Hannah Winburn is here with her daughter, Juliet. Juliet is actually the young lady that banged the gong for us earlier, didn't you? Didn't you? She's nodding her head. Yes, she did. For that $500 donation, Mom Hannah Winburn joins us now. Good morning. How you doing?
Good. I'm good.
I was asking Juliet what she watched on TV, and apparently SpongeBob is too old for her. Then I asked Mom if she watched Bugs Bunny, and apparently Bugs Bunny is too old for her. So they're going to take me to the nursing home as soon as this is over. Let's talk about newborns. When they come to Children's Hospital to surgery, the heart. Now, imagine this, if you will, listening. Their heart is only the size of a walnut. Can you imagine the expertise? What's the matter, babe? You can talk. What is it? What do you want to say?
You can hear it.
You can hear it? Yeah. So can you imagine what it takes to work on a heart that small, the size of a walnut? And then can you imagine being a parent and turning your child over to that surgeon and those gifted hands of those surgeons and entrusting that most precious gift like Juliet is with them? And Hannah, thanks for being here today. How you doing?
I'm good.
You really remember Bugs Bunny?
No.
That's something. Tell me about your experience here at Children's Hospital with the whole story about when Juliet was diagnosed and what happened from that point.
So Juliet was diagnosed while she was still in utero. And then, after that, we just kind of got word of mouth that Children's Hospital was the place to go. And so that's how we ended up here.
So you were pregnant with her and you found out she had a heart condition.
Yes.
And they, as soon as you gave birth, they treated her? What happened? Tell me what happened.
So I gave birth, and they took her to the NICU, and then they transferred her over here to Children's. And then when I was discharged from the hospital, I came over here, and she had her first open-heart surgery at 8 days old.
What's going through your mind at that point? It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to cry. I might cry before this is over, so it's okay. You can tell me.
It was hard. I was a first-time mom. She is the first granddaughter on, my side and her dad's side. So there was just a lot of scary thoughts. She was the first sick kid that we've ever encountered. So, you don't even think that kids can be as sick as they can get until it happens to you.
Did you mind even grasp at that point? Because, I'm a parent. I'm trying to think. In those first days, especially the first hours, having to just trust a surgeon and something that complicated, a procedure on a heart that's small. For parents that are listening right now that are tempted, thinking about making a call to make the donation or not, explain to them what a difference Children's Hospital made in your life, in your family's life, and obviously in that, the beautiful Juliet there.
The difference is she's been here for 5 years now. Without Children's Hospital, she probably wouldn't be. They've given her a chance at growing up.
What kind of treatment did you get from the staff here at Children's Hospital as a parent?
It was amazing. We always felt welcomed, and you know, the nurses who know who Juliet was from when she was a newborn, and every time that she was readmitted, they were always just excited to see her come in, even though it was sad, you know. They always liked seeing her and seeing us come in and spending time with us.
And what amazes me so many times is, and this is not the first story that you're going to tell here, but of people that have either been a patient at Children's Hospital or been a parent at Children's Hospital, and as a result have gone on to become involved with Children's Hospital, and that's kind of your story. What's your story?
So after Juliet's second surgery, she was 6 months old. It was 21 hours long, and it was 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, and we were still waiting for her to come back to her patient room from the OR. And, you know, just the care that we were getting, or that I was getting from her nurse that night, it really inspired me to go on to go to nursing school. And so, you know, I graduated in May, and I started here at Children's Hospital in the NICU, and I love it. And it's such a, it's a good feeling to know that, you know, being on both sides, I know what those parents are feeling, and how, you know, the difference that I'm making in their life and their child's life is really, it makes me happy.
And as your fellow nurses walk by just now, y'all light up. Hey, Juliet, now you want to talk? Yes? A little bit? No, she just wants to rub her nose against the microphone. That's okay. I do it sometimes, too. Watch. When it comes to... I lost my train of thought there with rubbing the nose on the microphone. When it comes to you're becoming a nurse here and laughing at you with your fellow nurses and smiling and all that, why is everybody here so happy? Because you deal with some very serious things. But what never ceases to amaze me every year when I'm here is to see the smiles on the face of the staff, and everybody is so happy. Is it because of what you're doing?
I definitely think so. It's just a good feeling to know. Kids are so resilient. It's not, you know, it's not really as sad as, you know, the world makes it out to be. We have a good time when we're doing what we're doing, and we're taking care of the babies and the kids. And, you know, even though they're sick and might not be feeling good, they still want to play. They still, you know, want love and attention.
I wish you could have seen Hannah's eyes light up just now when you said that the kids want to play, because they really did light up. For moms that are listening right now, just again, a plea for people to call in and make a donation.
Yeah, so Children's Hospital is doing amazing things. They're keeping these kids who, you know, might not have been dealt the best hand. They're giving them a chance at life. They're giving them the ability to go home and do regular kid things.
You hate doing this, don't you? Talking on a microphone. You hate it, don't you? I can tell.
Oh, I don't know.
But you're doing a good job. That's okay. No, we appreciate your time, and God bless y'all. And I think it's, again, an instance where, because of Juliet's problems and the care the Children's Hospital extended to her, it changed your life, and that you decided to become a nurse. Now you're graduated. You're a nurse in the NICU.
Yes.
You're providing the same care to the kids and the parents that Juliet received and you received as a parent, right?
Yes.
And you're part of that story, and I just want to use that as an example for people that are listening, that they can be part of the story as well, even though you don't see it. And that's been my theme all morning, really. I think some of the best giving that you can do is when you really don't know what the result of it is. You don't necessarily see it happening, right? You drop off a toy for somebody, you don't know who it goes to, but yet you know that you made a difference and you did some good. And that's why I would encourage you to call right now, 888-780-8811 for Juliet. 5 years old, beautiful, had her first surgery at how old, Mom?
8 days.
8 days. Now Hannah's a nurse here in the NICU as a result of that. It's a full circle, man. 888-780-8811. Become part of that circle. Text Chinola, C-H-N-O-L-A, to 51555. I guarantee you, somebody's keeping score somewhere, and it will not be unnoticed. Tommy Tucker, it's the Radiothon for Children's Hospital, presented by the Ray and Jessica Brandt Family Foundation, back in a flash on WWL. Hi, we're back. Light up the season. Radiothon. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Newell Norman's here as well. He's ready to take over. We have 17 miracle makers. We need three more. Get me over the top here. Come on, y'all. 888-780-8811. It's the Heart Hour. You can text CHNOLA to 51555. We're joined now by Chris Veazey, whose daughter, Annalise, is a heart warrior here at Children's Hospital. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, Tommy, thanks. I'm doing fine.
Tell me about your daughter, please, and her story.
Yeah, so Annalise, she was born February 2022, and we learned that early on in her life, you know, first couple months of life, that she had a heart murmur, and a heart murmur led us to, around 3 months old, to go see a local cardiologist in Lafayette, and where that cardiologist, we, you know, monitored it for several months, and right off the bat, he told us that she had what they call SVAS, supravalvular aortic stenosis, and that he also wanted to run some genetic testing too, that because that condition is typically linked to a syndrome called Williams syndrome, mm-hmm. and that led us to genetic testing and found out that I always did have Williams syndrome, and that we knew very early on that she would eventually need open heart surgery. We just didn't know when, mm-hmm. depending on her condition with her heart. After several months and up and down roller coasters, being sent all over to different hospitals and seeing surgeons and visiting with all of those doctors, we found out that it was time for open heart surgery April of this year, 2024, which led us to New Orleans with their amazing staff over there to have Annalise's open heart surgery, which was roughly about an 8-hour surgery there in New Orleans.
How old is she now, Chris?
So she'll turn 3 years old in February next year, 2 months roughly. She'll turn 3 years old.
I can't imagine, my friend, as a father of a 28-year-old, I just can't imagine. I can't wrap my mind around that. Tell me about the care that Children's Hospital provided for you and your wife, her mom.
Oh, it was the care that everybody there was just, it's uncomparable to anything you could ever imagine, of anything we could have ever imagined to receive the whole time we were there at the hospital. I mean, that was probably the hardest and darkest time of our life, me and my wife, Kaylee, our life. So everybody from the janitors to the CEO actually we met and talked to was just the light in our darkest time there in New Orleans. Just nothing but smiles on their faces, finding every way they could make us happy and accommodate us every way they could.
Chris, I'm a dad. Talk dad to dad, if you will, for a dad that's listening right now, thinking about calling, maybe not. What would you tell him?
Pray a lot, listen to your wife, and be the biggest advocate you could be for your child. You know, there's no question that's a stupid question when you're talking to doctors. This is your child's life. If you're like me, I'm far from the medical field, so I had no idea what a lot of these terms and conditions that doctors are talking about, but I asked every question. So why they chose to use blue ink on their paper and not black or red or whatever, you know, just ask every question you can possibly ask.
That's Thank you, Chris. We're out of time. God bless y'all, man. And look, y'all call that number, 888-780-8811. Make a donation. You're going to be part of Annalise's story. Newell's next. You ready to go?
I am ready.
All right. Well, he is ready. He will be ready in a minute. The Radiothon continues.